Welcome again to another broadcast, another podcast of Books and Culture. This is Stan Guthrie, and with me as always is John Wilson. John, today we're going to do a book called Death of Yesterday. I think you'd better explain that.
Stan, they did a study of books that were borrowed from libraries in Britain in 2011-2012, and they figured out what authors' books were checked out the most.
Interesting.
And the number one probably wouldn't surprise a lot of people who follow contemporary fiction, and that was James Patterson. Number two was a writer who a lot of people might not think of. James Patterson, I think a lot of people would think of. And remember, we're talking libraries here, not sales, but libraries. Number two was a writer who's primarily known for romance, and she's written a lot of them. That's Nora Roberts.
Okay.
And number three was the writer we're going to talk about today, M.C. Beaton. Now, those three writers are very different from one another, but they all have one thing in common. That's they're very prolific.
And okay, that helps.
M.C. Beaton is 76 years old. She's written under many different pseudonyms. That, in fact, is not her born name. And she's best known for two series, both of which are written under the name M.C. Beaton. One is the Hamish Macbeth series, and the other is a series featuring a character called Agatha Raisin.
And okay.
Then there are some other things that she does as well. Now, some people may be familiar with Hamish Macbeth from a BBC spinoff of the series that was done several years back. And I have to say that if that's your only contact with the series, you have something of a misconception of Hamish Macbeth as he appears in the books. Mm. But they're set in an area of Scotland that's mostly small towns. And this is something like, I'm not sure exactly, but it's around the 30th book in the series. Mm. They typically come out at the rate of about one a year. And this particular book, Death of Yesterday, is published, I think, around March 26th. So that's a little while after our podcast is going to air. And I would suggest to listeners who haven't tried M.C. Beaton but think they might want to try that between the time they hear this and the time this book comes out, they read the last couple of ones that precede this. The one just before it is called Death of a Kingfisher, and then just before that is Death of a Chimney Sweep. They're the kind of books that if you like them, it's kind of like eating chocolates or eating corn chips or something. If you like one, you tend to read another one quickly.
Sure.
Now, I realize in describing the books that way, that sounds deprecating. And I don't intend that, because actually what strikes me is how good M.C. Beaton is at what she does.
Is there any correlation between a person who's widely read in a library and someone who makes a lot of money in the bookstores?
There is. On the other hand, people who, like M.C. Beaton, let's say, who write a lot of books and who rank high on the listing, they tend to have also a strong clientele among people who can't just afford to go out and buy every new Hamish Macbeth book. And that would especially include older people. M.C. Beaton herself is 76 years old. That doesn't mean, and she would be very offended, and she's a tough old lady, and so she wouldn't like it if she heard that someone was implying that her books are only written for pensioners who, one of the things that she likes to do is keep very up to the minute with whatever is going on and work references to that into her books. But there is something comfortable about the books, and at the same time, that can be misleading. When people talk about books like hers, they often dismiss them. And they say, oh, they're just cozy, they're comfortable, you settle down with them. Actually, one of the things that's interesting about her books is the way that she treats death, for instance. One thing that P.D. James does in her books, and you and I have talked about a couple of P.D. James books on these podcasts, she has a really strong sense of treating death with gravity. Mm. As you and I have talked about, that's built into the books. her series, Hero, tells the people who work under him that he never wants to see any disrespect for the dead. He won't tolerate joking and that kind of thing, which often does take place in those settings. There's a deep respect for what it means for someone to be murdered, the loss of a unique human life. That's underlying what P.D. James is about, and that's good in its own way. On the other hand, life often has an aspect to it of the absurd and the brutal. There's another side to death. And fortunately, we don't have to choose just one side. That is, we can read P.D. James and we can appreciate this sense that she has of the gravity of it. And on the other hand, we can read M.C. Beaton and someone can be killed, and not only killed, but there can be elements of their death and perhaps the discovery of the body that have a feeling of the absurd. But that's often true in real life. Another thing about her is that, again, this reminds me of our previous podcast about Karen Swallow Pryor's Booked. They're very different writers, but again, like many women writers, they have a kind of no-nonsense view of things that suddenly you'll be going along in a story. For instance, Hamish Macbeth falls for this apparently beautiful young woman and then discovers that her appearance is mostly a facade. It's a product of art, let's say.
Okay.
All right. And all of a sudden, he feels very differently about her. Someone might say, well, that's hardly a revelation. And yet, it's presented in such a way that even with this very sympathetic character, you know, who Hamish certainly is, that's the way we often make judgments in life. Mm-hmm. And there's a mixture of a sense of absurdity, a matter-of-factness, also just a delicious sense of humor. I have to tell you that I really find her books irresistible. You can read them very quickly, and as soon as I finish one, I find myself thinking, oh my, I'm going to have to wait another year until the next one comes out.
And that's when you get up and refill your bowl with corn chips.
Yeah, right? That's right.